I mean, Jordy Nelson is, an outstanding football player and a great, ambassador for Green Bay Packers. Obviously, an excellent family man. So, it's something that everybody's excited about and glad that to see Jordy will be here for some time. So I was just made aware of it on the field. I think Jordy's just he's so consistent and he shows up each and every day. Performs at a very high level consistently, and I mean, he's the ultimate pro.
Mike, how important was it to get it done now and eliminate a potential distraction?
Well, I mean, those are business affairs, so I'm not really involved in it, but yes, I mean, any type of distraction, every training camp, I mean, every season, distractions are coming. I mean, that's a part of our business, so if you can avoid them, that's definitely a good thing for your football team.
Mike Jordy performs day in, day out basis. Today, I mean, it was just like he picked up where he left off last season, the way he performed in practice. Is that just what you see from Jordy day?
I mean, Jordy very consistent. I mean, it's the same in the off-season program. I mean, really, if you look at the practice today, I thought the team, teamwork was there's some really good components of the teamwork, but there's some things there where we need some things later in practice and other segments of practice that we need to do a better job. But yeah, I thought, I mean, Jordy had a heck of a day, particularly down the middle.
Mike, is that strange to be notified of a contract during practice? And was word kind of spreading around? It seemed like Jordy was high-fiving a lot of people.
Just thinking back over time, I mean, sometimes that's the way it times out. And normally, in those types of situations, it's before practice. I don't recall any really being done after practice. So, understandably so, from the player's perspective. Yeah. So that's a normal thing. And I think Ted told me about it probably about middle of practice.
Mike, would you like to see something with Randall done too, so you know you have those guys locked up for a long period of time?
Well, I mean, you every coach wants his core guys, and no doubt about it. I mean, you want to sign them all. So, like I've said before, if I was in charge of the player checkbook, we've been way over budget a long time ago. So, yes, I mean, it's Randall's excellent football player, and you always want to see your guys, get paid, and you continue to grow with them.
You have a feeling that it'll be a long time with guys like Perry and Worthy and Neal get them back, passing the physical and back.
I think Nick Perry and Mike Neal are close. Based off the examination, Jarrell Worthy is going to be some time. Is basically what they've told me.
Any restrictions with Clay?
Just being smart. I mean, these first 2 days are, the mandated practices based on, the CBA in the league. So we'll be in shells again tomorrow. So it's today's practice, and tomorrow's practice will be shorter than the traditional training camp practices.
Mike, I'm sorry, just from clarity's sake, what are Neal, Guyon, Worthy, Perry, and Janice's issues?
Neal is just, his core injury. And Nick's same as it's been. Guyon's a hamstring. Janice is just an illness. And Worthy's a low back.
And so Perry is his foot from last year?
Yeah, foot and knee.
Mike, how does Eddie Lacy look?
I think Eddie Lacy looks more polished, more comfortable in the offense. The little things, obviously, extremely productive runner as far as his production running the football, but as far as pass protection and just the recognition of defensive identity and scheme, the pressure schemes and so forth, check downs, route running. So Eddie had a couple of really nice catches today, the one particular catch in the no huddle on the boundary for first down. So he's getting better.
What's wrong with TJ today?
TJ, just being smart with him, he obviously, he was a participant in practice, so he just has, sure he's kind of working through some things.
You mentioned yesterday, Mike, you mentioned Don Barkley and kind of what he brings. We saw him today filling in different spots and everything. Just what do you like about Donnie and what do you think?
I mean, you've answered the question. I mean, he plays any position. He's even played some center. If he had to, go out and play left tackle. So, He's a tough guy, technical. I mean, he's, you know, just he's here the whole time in the off season, and you see the growth that he's made from last year to this year. So, you know, Don's a guy that you don't really want to compete against because he's going to, you know, he's going to be there each and every day, and he's exactly what you want.
Just kind of talk about the challenge of getting your team ready schematically when there's there's, you know, 3,000 fans or whatever, and trying to get your guys to practice what you're going to do, but maybe keep some stuff out of sight too.
Well, I mean, obviously the, you know, the group in front of me is of the highest ethical value standard that I can imagine, so I don't have any concern about it. I mean, so.
I mean, by fan, I mean, do you worry about what's about in front of the fans who are, you know, there's some, probably some pretty knowledgeable fans out there?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, yes. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you know, you have to go through your installs. I mean, you can't really get away from that. I mean, obviously, we're not going to go shut down and practice behind closed doors all the time. So, there's things you just live with, and you know, we have the two practices that we lock in on, certain things that we always have worked on in closed practices. We've closed two other practices this year because we're going to a new format. It's a shortened practice, and I just want to get the team acclimated. Overall conditioning. Conditioning test was fine. You know, really nothing negative to report out of it. You know, I think you see veteran players, just, you know, that know they need more if they're not getting enough work in practice, and that's really kind of been going on for a while here, really since the new CBA, because, you know, guys are used to getting more reps, and they know what they need to do to get ready for a game. So, and I'm talking more, you know, particularly a quarterback or maybe, you know, a certain guy at a certain position.
Mike, with Treader playing center this year, can you speak to the process about gelling with the guards in the run game and how long that takes for them to build some comfortability?
Well, I mean, JC was here last year, so, I mean, he really did a great job of, you know, from a mental standpoint, understanding exactly what was necessary. And it's just like anything. You know, you have a system of football, but then you have the cheat system of football, and that's where you're skipping steps. You know, usually when something happens, you go from A, B, C to D, and you have the ability just to get from A to D, and that's, you know, it comes off of instincts and trusting the guy next to you, and make sure you're seeing it the right way, and it's happening on the move and things like that. And that comes with reps. And JC's a very instinctive player naturally. He's really done a great job of fitting in there. You know, he's also very detailed, very, you know, very sharp. So consistent in his approach, you know, whether he's training, whether he's playing. But, you know, he has two outstanding guards next to him that have been through all those battles and see the game at extremely high level.
Does his athleticism lead to some flexibility in some of your scheme and preparation going?
Well, I mean, you always try to not really tailor the scheme just to one guy, but you know, in every scheme or every concept, whether it's a run or a protection, you have adjustments that can take advantage of an individual's abilities. I mean, I think you have to look at your system of football. If you get an individual and you go, whoa, we got to do this for him, because to me that should already be part of your system. So when you have a play that has a variation or a concept adjustment, that should already be in place. Because, I mean, we have things in our offense we haven't used in years just because, you know, it's just not the way we're built right now, but they're in there.
Ron Harris, the guy you used all last year, how's he coming along? What do you expect
that? Solid. You know, I've seen him do some really good things. You know, I thought in the offseason, you know, physically he looks like he's back. You know, he needs to tighten it down as far as you know, just to, you know, just the little things, you know, just the details of his play, and he'll get that with a full training camp.
There's only 21 practices for all of camp. If you start camp on the pup list, how high is that mountain to climb to catch up?
Well, it's definitely a different mountain. I mean, you know, you can break it down even further. That you got 21 practices. You know, four of them are you know, technically a Saturday practice, which is a very, you know, limited kind of an in season, which. Everybody here would recognize as an in-season Friday. So, you know, it's really 17 practices, and two of those now are in shells. So you got 15 padded practices. So, I mean, that's really the the emphasis of urgency and the importance of every single one of those reps. So, yeah, it's of highest importance of ever that we've been here, if you just, you know, if you're doing it by the numbers.
Mike, how important is it to finally be able to get Clay and Julius on the field at the same time?
Well, it's the focus. I mean, that's why they're here. I mean, you know, they're obviously two very impactful players, so you definitely want them on the field at the same time as much as possible. But, you know, once again, we're not going to build a defense just on 11 players. You know, I'm looking for more players, more involvement, you know, more personnel groups.
Mike, what was your general message to the team?
General message, really talked about the opportunity, I think, which you have to each and every year because it's different. You know, the makeup of your team's different. So the emphasis of what you think you need to improve on based off what you've come off of last season, what you've been able to exercise through the off-season program, and you have time to step away from it. You identify those things. And, you know, then we had a team thing, which, you know, frankly, I really want to get into right now.
Mike, going back to Clay, you've moved him around in the past. Mm-hmm. It's not brand new. But what's the value or why is it so important to have him in different places and force offenses to try and figure out a way?
Well, he's an impact player. I think anytime you go offense, defense, special teams, when you have an impact player, you want to create targeting problems. You know, you don't want it's a lot easier from an offensive perspective if you know exactly where the guys are going to line up every time. So that's why we do it.
I remember last year you talking about during camp. Sometimes you get input from the scouts, you know, all of your coaches, all that information that's coming to you. You kind of have to sit down with the staff too and say, we all got to be to the point, and how you work together as a staff, communicate, making these decisions.
Well, I think it's like, you know, any organization or any field that you work in. I mean, there's a chain of command. There's distinct responsibility given to each and every individual. And really, the assistant coaches are dialed in on their responsibilities. And, you know, it's no different than the scouting department. But, you know, I know training camp practices, particularly the first aid, are different for me. Just the way what I watch at practice, you know. So, you know, individually, I'm kind of watching the personnel. You know, I go to different drills really to see the drill work or see certain players, you know, so particularly obviously our new players. So there's different, you know, there's different parts of practice where I'm thinking more personnel, and there's obviously different parts of practice where, you know, I'm thinking schematically calling the offense and things like that.
Do you feel there's any rookies that really stood out to you today, or maybe even you couldn't see them all?
Rookies that stood out today, you know, not really. I don't think anybody jumped out today. You know, like I said, I thought there were some good things in the team. I thought there was components that we looked like we were at an OTA practice too. So we'll get that picked up a little bit tomorrow.
Mike, did Hayward jump out at you though?
Yeah, I thought Casey had a good day. You know, he's back. I mean, he's so instinctive. I mean, his ball skills, and you know, you can see him jump off the spot a few times and make a play. Well, what I like about our defense is I think our versatility is going to be probably as high as it's been in our time here. And just, you know, making sure that, you know, if you look at how the players are utilizing in, as far as reps, the personnel group scheme, I think we've done a better job of really tightening that down. So now, hey, you really don't know how the season's going to go. No one knows how the season's going to go. But I think from the coach's perspective and the player's perspective, everybody feels really good about, you know, our plan and our approach and the things we're going to do. But, you know, hey, it's a training camp process. We got a lot of work to do. We had our first practice. We're going to correct it. I hope it looks better than I feel right now. So, you know, that's why you have training camp.